Preacher to speak on the Frank case. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, the 30th of August, 1913. Page 3, Column 2. In a sermon at the Baptist Tabernacle Sunday evening, Reverend John E. Barnard, of Asheville, N.C., will discuss the subject of capital punishment and will touch on the Frank case. At both services last Sunday, Mr. Barnard was heard by large audiences, and it is expected that his sermon Sunday night will fill the tabernacle. Frank witness is sought by police. Page 3, Column 5, George Epps, newsboy, accused of swindling man out of $1.50. Little George Epps, witness in the Frank trial, believed to be the last person who talked to Mary Fagan before she entered the National Pencil Factory on the day she was murdered, April 28th, is sought by the police. A. Montgomery complained to the detective department Friday night that he had been swindled out of $1.50 by the lad. Epps is a newsboy. He lives at Chestnut and Kennedy Streets, near the home of the Colemans, parents of little Mary Fagan. When on the witness stand, he made a good impression by his clear and quick answers to questions put by lawyers for both sides in the big legal battle.